Time now for sports. Week 15 in the NFL means make or break time, especially for the Dallas Cowboys, who lost. They lost to Pittsburgh last week. Forgive me. They host the 11-2 New York Giants on Sunday. Joining us right now from under his own helmet is our own Howard Bryant. Howard, thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Scott. Nice slip there.
Thanks very much. Yes, well, I'm sorry about that.
Do you know
that.
Something the rest of us don't know?
I know. Well, you know, these games are all rigged. You know, they're all set up in advance. Oh, should we not say that to people? I'm sorry. Look, that was a tough loss for the boys last week. And then to have to come off that and face the Giants.
Well, I've had enough of the Dallas Cowboys, Scott. I'm done with them. And the world may be done with them after today, after tomorrow, because if they don't win this game, then you can kiss the Tony Romo and Terrell Owens and the great star in Texas Stadium. You can kiss it all goodbye.
Howard, our technical director, Burke Hunn, is a proud Texan and Cowboy fan, and he is very close to cutting off your mic right now.
Bert, I hate to do it to you.
But the only thing, having to help me fill airtime is the only thing that restrains him on the board. But please,
here's
continue.
Here's my problem.
Yeah?
At no point this season, I know they've had injuries, but at no point this season were the Dallas Cowboys at any position head and shoulders better than the New York Giants. The New York Giants were the champions. They were the world champions. They beat the Patriots, and they have been a great team. But because the Dallas Cowboys are so popular, they're the New York Yankees of football, and everyone, the anointing of that team drives me crazy. They have not won a playoff game in 12 years. But they are the standard in the NFL, and I understand that. But at no point would you look at them and say, they are so much better than everybody else that we need to deal with them. They better start winning, or I don't even want to talk about them anymore.
Well, a thematically related question. What do you What do you make of the way the Boston Celtics are playing basketball?
I love it.
The hardest thing to do is for a champion to repeat.
From Boston, Scott. I think it's a great, great thing for a team to win a championship as dramatically as they did, as dominantly as they did during the regular season, and then come back and play with that kind of passion. Most teams, after they win a championship, everyone has written their tell-all book, and the team pretty much can't reach that level of motivation the following year. They remind me of what Jordan had done when the Bulls had won 72 games, and then came back and won 69 the next year.
Yeah. Last night they defeated the New Orleans Hornets 94-82. That's their 14th straight victory. Listen, Howard, before we go, I want to listen to some of our conversation we had with All Things Considered's famous host, Robert Siegel, for our open mic vlog. He had what amounts to a true sports confession.
I'm actually a lapsed New York Yankees
right,
fan.
Right, so
I try to convince people of this now, and they just don't believe me. I lost the faith, and then last year I was really smitten by the Milwaukee Brewers last year.
Yeah. So you can find that on our website and Soapbox, NPR Soapbox, and Weekend Soapbox.
No, Scott.
And on YouTube, yeah.
The New York Yankees, a team for every recession.
Thanks very much, Howard.
Welcome.
Howard Bryant, senior writer for ESPN.com and ESPN The Bailout. Thanks very much for being with us, Howard.
Take care.
This is NPR News.